New York and New Jersey are moving closer to legalizing recreational marijuana, but in Pennsylvania, it's a different story. Governor Wolf has warmed up to the idea, and his office has launched a statewide tour on the topic. Keystone Crossroads' Bobby Allen reports the events are revealing a stark divide between constituents and lawmakers.
John Witzkoll and Bob Bolus have a lot in common. They're both at retirement age, live in the Scranton area, and voted for Donald Trump in 2016. Witzkoll is a school bus driver. Bolus owns a trucking company. But when it comes to legalizing marijuana in Pennsylvania, they're miles apart.
If you get arrested for that one lousy joint in Lackawanna County, you got a good chance you're going to do time. So you want to protect your kids? Decriminalize marijuana.
That was Witzkoll. He spoke at a so-called marijuana listening tour hosted by the Pennsylvania governor's office. The majority of those who turned out in the mostly Democratic county raised their hand when asked if they could get behind legalizing weed. Others, like Bolus, disagreed.
If an 18-wheeler came down and ran into you while you were in your car and he was smoking a joint before and after and wiped out half your family and crippled you for the rest of your life, would you raise your hands?
Many more people in Pennsylvania have been raising their hands. In 2006, polls show just a fifth of residents approved. That number is now around 60%. State Representative Jake Wheatley, an Allegheny County Democrat, just introduced a bill to legalize weed, tax it at 35%, and use the revenue on things like student debt forgiveness.
We believe we will easily be somewhere between $580 million to $600 million new dollars reoccurring every year.
Republicans control both chambers in Harrisburg, and not a single member of the GOP has signed on to Wheatley's bill. Opponents seem stiff in the Senate as well, where Jake Corman is majority leader.
Look, I know the polling on this has changed dramatically. I know public support has moved on this, and that's certainly understandable, but the evidence from the states that have done it, it certainly isn't compelling that we should do it, and I think we should take a go-slow approach.
Corman says he has an open mind. He was adamantly against medical marijuana, but then he helped it become law.
We all evolve, and we all educate ourselves, and maybe this is down the line. I don't know.
Top Democrats also seem reluctant to endorse the idea. Like Corman, they say as long as marijuana remains illegal under federal law, Pennsylvania should stay on the sidelines. What might force them to change their minds?
And I 100% support recreational use.
We should legalize it, and we should sell it through our state liquor store system.
Our state budget, local farms, and small businesses will grow with the legalization of adult-use cannabis.
It should already be legal.
Behind the scenes, Democrats say the real reason the governor's office is hosting the marijuana listening tour is to help build a case for legalization among skeptics. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who is hosting the events, says he's seeing support at even higher levels than polls suggest.
And I want to be clear, some very conservative counties. I would peg that support as a little bit higher based on the rooms and our online feedback.
Still, Representative Wheatley admits his bill is likely to die this session. But if New York and New Jersey pass legal pot laws before Pennsylvania, he says PA residents will force the issue fast.
And then see our population run across the border and spend their hard-earned dollars in other states.
The tough thing about this debate, both in Pennsylvania and nationally, is the lack of real scientific research. But that's the catch. As long as marijuana remains classified as illegal and dangerous under federal law, there will be restrictions on how much it can be studied. Bobby Allen, Keystone Crossroads.